This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the things I did during the courtship is basically to say, Saeed, you have skeletons in your cupboard. You need to clear those skeletons to be able to be the best husband you can be for Maryam. So there was a lot of introspection. There was a lot of going into the self, a journey into the self, journey of discovery. And what I had to confront were a lot of what I considered my weaknesses that would become problematic for me as a husband. And I thought, in all honesty, that the time that I had, with all the introspection I've done, that I figured it out and I found the answers to all those questions, until we got married and moved to the States. And within
2 weeks,
Maryam asked me for a divorce. And I was like, what? many of you have heard this story, but I was shocked. And I was like, no, this is not going to happen. I have done all the introspection, all the self-analysis, all the self-criticism that I needed to do to be what I thought was the perfect husband. I think even in that attitude of mine, there was an element of arrogance. And we started having problems. The first fight, very simple. You know, I worked very hard, you know, and among the dowry that was put together, I got a very expensive watch. Of course, it was waterproof and everything. But Maryam would do everything with the watch. She would do the dishes. She would, you know, even go to the shower with the dishes and with the watch on her hand. And I was like, wait. I suffered to buy that watch. Can't you just respect the watch, take it off, put it down before you go into the shower or do the dishes?
And I told him, my mother slept
in my family.
Watch. Yes, in my family, we all sleep with watches. We use watches all the time.
And believe you me, ladies and gentlemen, that is the beginning when you start setting the rules based on how you were raised. Yeah. You are setting up your own home with new rules. But when you say, in my house, which I had an attitude, and she said, well, in my house. And here we were, two stubborn people. I'm the eldest of the family, very pampered, kind of privileged. She was the baby of the family, kind of spoiled, also privileged. And man, did we...
But I wasn't as stubborn as he was, though.
Okay, we won't argue on that point, but let's go. That was the beginning. That was where we just were not... Here we were madly, really madly in love with each other. But these experiences, which was what I said in the first episode, that we are the sum of our experiences, kept rearing their ugly heads in the home that we were trying to create. And I wasn't able to say, you didn't cover this area. And I think that was the problem. I covered a lot about myself, but never thought about what those experiences were doing to me and what it was doing to her. And it went on. Now, that particular problem, the fights, we're in love, but we have fights. We're in love, we have fights. And I said, you know, Maryam, I don't think it is the right atmosphere to bring a child into the world.